Cleveland is in the spotlight as yet another community demonstrates how it deals with police violence, tension between law enforcement and citizens, and verdicts that make people angry.
When there are large numbers of people who do not think the system works for them and in some ways works against them, we have to respond to it.
Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich on ABC's This Week program, speaking just before reports began surfacing that the city has reached a settlement with the Justice Department over use of excessive force and civil rights violations. The settlement comes days after a judge acquitted policeman Michael Brelo, a patrolman charged with manslaughter in the fatal shooting of two unarmed African Americans in a completely wild car chase back in 2012. There have been protests and arrests. All parts of Cleveland society have been mobilized to minimize violence, including the riding high Cleveland Cavaliers NBA basketball team. How is the community doing? Pastor Richard Gibson preaches at Elizabeth Baptist Church in Cleveland. Pastor, how you doing?
Thank you for having me on your show.
Are people holding it together here?
Yes, people are holding it together, but there's certainly great concern about the murders that have taken place in our community.
And would you say that there is a lot of unanimity in the community? There was talk on the floor of the Cleveland Cavaliers basketball game. I heard civic leaders from both parties talking about keeping the peace. It does appear as though lessons maybe have been learned in Cleveland from some other cases around the country. What's your assessment?
So while it's important to be peaceful, we think that the brutality that we've seen in our community has to be addressed by looking at the underlying symptoms. So we think that there has to be systematic and comprehensive criminal justice reform. There has to be improvements in education, and there have to be more jobs for persons, particularly in the city.
What do you make of Kasich's remark that if large numbers of people do not think the system works for them, we, and I'm presuming he means the governor's office and the power structures in Ohio, have to respond to it? Is he sounding sensitive there, or is he basically trying to, just sort of calm things down with rhetoric?
I think that the piece that I heard resonates with me a bit, because all of us have a responsibility for taking care of the problems that exist on our watch. So there has to be proactive leadership at all levels, and not just the politicians, but the business community has to step forward, the foundations, the clergy. We all have to take responsibility for leading, and this is a time to lead.
You talked about jobs in Cleveland. Do people view the police in Cleveland as folks who are from their community, or do they live in the suburbs and commute in?
So there's a mixture. There used to be a residency requirement, and that went away. It was challenged. Certainly there are persons who live in the city who are also police officers. We have members of our congregation who are police officers as well. And so there is concern about whether there is a disconnect between the police and the community. And we think that that is part of the opportunity for comprehensive reform.
And how do you repair that disconnect? How do you address that disconnect?
Well, some of it is meeting with them. Greater Cleveland Congregations, as part of the its dialogue with the mayor, suggested that there has to be what we call constitutional policing. That there have to be reforms in terms of the structure. There also has to be internal accountability, which there hasn't been. A third point is that there has to be community engagement. There's little or no community engagement between the police and the persons whom they serve. There has to be transparency and accountability. And there also has to be financial stability, because the police officers are sometimes ill-equipped to do their job in this city. And so those are the specific recommendations that we've made.
Well, good luck to you, and let's hope that reform becomes more of a theme than, keeping the lid on, as we've heard from so many politicians in the last few days. Pastor Richard Gibson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pastor Richard Gibson preaches at the Elizabeth Baptist Church in Cleveland, Ohio.